This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. CPNUML's Central Secretariat meeting called for the 10th of December. Five journalists file candidacy for FNJ presidency. Tens of thousands of people gather outside South Korea's National Assembly calling for the removal of embattled President Yoon Suk-yeol. And Sudhir Pashim Royals secured third consecutive win in Nepal Premier League cricket tournament. Now the news in detail. The CPNUML Central Secretariat meeting has been called for the 10th of December. Dr. Bhishma Adhikari, who is the secretary of the party office, shared that the secretariat meeting has been scheduled for 4 p.m. on the 10th of December. The meeting will be held at the UML Central Office at Jasol, Lalitpur. According to him, Prime Minister and UML Chair K.P. Sharma Oli's recent visit to China, by-elections and contemporary political issues are the agenda that will be discussed in the meeting. Five journalists have filed their candidacy for the post of President of the Federation of Nepali Journalists, FNJ. The FNJ election is scheduled for the 13th of December. Kamal Giri, Devi Prasad Sapkota, Nirmala Sharma, Ramesh Pista and Lal Singh Lama have filed their nominations for the president's post. Similarly, the FNJ secretariat registered the candidacy of Govinda Prasad Chaulagai, Damodar Prasad Dawadi, Deepak Acharya and Roshan Puri for the post of senior vice president. Ganga Paudil and Neetu Pandit have filed their candidacies for the post of vice president women. A total of 133 nominations were filed for the 52-member Central Executive Committee. As per the election schedule, 133 candidacies were filed for the 47 post from 10 a.m. in the morning till 5 in the evening yesterday. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli yesterday visited the TU Teaching Hospital in Maharajganj and took stock of the health condition of President Ramchandra Paudil. On the occasion, Prime Minister Oli wished the President a speedy recovery and urged the medical team involved in President's treatment and officials to ensure that all necessary arrangements are in place for the treatment. Meanwhile, the health condition of President Ramchandra Paudil has improved. The President, who was admitted to the TU Teaching Hospital for treatment of a prostate disease, underwent a surgery on the 4th of December. In a press statement yesterday, officiating director at the hospital, Professor Dr. Ghanashyam Gurung, shared the information regarding the improvement in the president's health condition. Junu Malehu has been elected the president of the Tourism Sisterhood Nepal Association, TSNA. The TSNA is a non-profit organization founded by professional women in the travel, hospitality and aviation industries. A 9-member working committee was elected unopposed under the leadership of Malehu from the 6th Annual General Meeting, an election of the association held yesterday evening. Nepal's head of Cathay Pacific Airlines, Malehu, has been active in the tourism sector for more than 15 years. The fiber-optic internet service is gaining popularity in Jumla district. There are as many as 1,000 customers in Kalanga of Jumla district currently benefiting from it since it was first launched on the 24th of May this year. The fiber internet service provided by Nepal Telecom, which is only available in the Kalanga market at present, is being expanded to the remaining 7 local levels in the high altitude district, according to Nepal Telecom's Jumla branch. Jumla branch chief Subhas Shah shared that the previous internet services in both public offices and the private residences were upgraded with high quality and high speed internet. Chandanath municipality in the district has 1,000 customers using the high speed fiber optic internet currently. Shah said that there was a high demand for the Nepal Telecom fiber internet in the district, which is more affordable in comparison to those from private service provider companies. Besides internet, the service package of the telecom also includes telephone and television services, further making the Nepal Telecom's fiber net more popular among the customers for its comprehensive service. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. tens of thousands of people have gathered outside South Korea's National Assembly, calling for the removal of embattled President Yoon Suk-yeol. Earlier on Saturday, Yoon apologized for declaring martial law on Tuesday and said he would not do it again. The protest outside the National Assembly comes hours before MPs are due to vote on an opposition motion to impeach Yoon. The opposition coalition, which holds a majority in parliament, needs just 8 members of Yoon's party to impeach him. Senior members of the ruling People Power Party said their official stance on not supporting the motion remains unchanged, despite their party chief earlier saying he supported Yoon's immediate suspension. Rebel forces in southern Syria have reportedly captured most of the Deraa region, the birthplace of the 2011 uprising against President Bashar al-Assad. A UK-based war monitor reports that the local factions were able to take control of many military sites there following violent battles with government forces. According to Reuters news agency, rebel sources say they had reached a deal from the army to withdraw and for military officials to be given safe passage to the capital Damascus, which is roughly 100 kilometres away. The BBC said it has been unable to independently verify these reports, which come as Islamist-led rebels in northern Syria claim to have reached the outskirts of the city of Homs. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, a UK-based war monitor, said on Friday that the rebels in the south controlled more than 90% of the Deraa region and that only the Sanamayan area was still in the government hands. Now sports cricket. Sudhir Pashchim Royals registered their 3rd consecutive victory in the ongoing Nepal Premier League with a dominant performance against the Lumbini Lions today. Winning the toss in the first match of the day in the Trivan University Cricket Stadium in Kirtipur, the Lions opted to field first but struggled to contain the Royals, who posted a strong total of 187 runs for the loss of 4 wickets in the allocated 20 overs. Chasing a target of 188 runs, Lumbini Lions faltered under pressure, managing only 142 runs for the loss of 9 wickets in their allocated 20 overs. This marks Sudhir Pashchim Royals' 3rd win in the tournament, while the Lions remain winless. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division. The weather will be partly cloudy in Kosi province, along with the hilly regions of Bagmati province, Gandaki province and Karnali province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain is likely to occur at 1 or 2 places of the hilly region of Kosi province. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. CPNUML Central Secretariat meeting called for the 10th of December. 5 journalists file candidacy for FNJ presidency. Tens of thousands of people gather outside South Korea's National Assembly calling for the removal of embattled President Yoon Suk-yeol. And Sudhir Pashchim Royals secure 3rd consecutive win in Nepal Premier League cricket tournament. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.